Mauritius. The trial is underway of those accused of murdering Michaela McAreevy. Our reporter there is Alison Fleming. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alison, at the present moment, they've sworn the jury in, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so the court has essentially been adjourned for the rest of the day. This afternoon is going to be taken up with legal submissions from the defence teams. But this morning, the 9-strong jury of 6 men and 3 women were sworn in here at the Supreme Court in Mauritius. But the big story here happened very early this morning, and to say it was chaos would be the understating it, Frank, really and truly. The McAreevy families arrived because John, of course, is a witness. He had to run the phalanx of press, media, onlookers, law students. There didn't seem to be any provision to get him and his family into the courtroom. As well as that, the defendants had to take the same path, fighting their way through photographers, through onlookers, just to get into the court this morning.
It must have added to the pressure of the experience, because we have to remember that John is a grieving widower. He is a witness, and he has lost his most beautiful partner in life. It must be very difficult for him.
Well, I can't even imagine what he was going through today. I mean, he was in court, he was accompanied by his father, Brian, his sister, Claire, and also Mark Hart, who's, of course, Michaela's brother. Really, it was getting the business started this morning, bringing in the jury and getting them picked. Half of those who had been called for the jury service didn't even appear to be there, but they now have a full jury. The two defendants, of course, in this case, Avinash Trebohun, who's 30, and 42-year-old Sandeep Monya, who is 42, yes, I just said that, he's 42. They were both employees of the Legends Resort where Michaela was killed. They're actually coming down the steps of the court now as I speak. They sat impassively in the dock while everything was going on around them. They didn't look, they didn't show any emotion, they just took in what was happening.
How much benefit is the presence of PSNI officers? They're there with the McAreevy family, aren't they?
They do have a big contingent. I haven't been able to establish exactly who they are. That was a big question amongst the press this morning. I'm sure it's some comfort to them, but I mean, this is going to be an ordeal, I imagine, for that family, whichever way you look at it.
The local people, they're in the spotlight. They're worried and they're concerned about, and have been since the murder, about the impact that this would have on the tourist industry. You're describing, like, and I heard the detailed news description at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. You're describing pandemonium to some extent. Is it just eagerness from the local people, or is there an element of rejection of the presence of the Ulster family being there expecting justice?
I wouldn't really know about that. I mean, the family are now actually coming down the steps just in front of me. They're heading off for the day. They won't be needed, obviously, because the jury has now been dismissed for the day. That's really their job finished. But I think they're about to make a statement here, Frank. I'm going to go straight over. I'll phone you straight back, OK?
OK, thank you. Alison Fleming, who's there in Mauritius. And it's a very difficult time for John McAreevy and the rest of the family. Mark Hart there as well, the brother of the late Michaela McAreevy, and it's such a difficult time for them. And Alison will be keeping us up to date with everything from the court and the environment around the court in Mauritius.